Hello listeners and welcome to the Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of April 2. I am Joel Marshall and joining me as always is my Winning Post colleague Carl Diorio. And Carl, it is a huge weekend, obviously all action, all eyes lead towards Sydney, although we do have some feature racing down in Victoria at Mornington playing host to a pretty good card, but obviously Sydney is the home of day one of the championships at Royal Randwick and a wet track.
And that's been thrown up. Yeah, not something that we've become a bit used to this time of year in Sydney. It's a bit weird, isn't it? You know, the Sydney spring is probably the best weather for them compared to the autumn. And for us, our autumns are just fantastic. And we have our big races in the spring and we often get a bit of wet weather as well. So it's just the way it plays out. But still 10 great races. And, we will see, obviously, Winx whether she can win another Group 1 this season.
All right. Well, track, I think, in the heavy range still at about lunchtime Thursday, but they're not predicting much rain over the next 48 hours, so we should get back into a soft range, but it is going to be affected to some degree. But we will take you through the entire program at Royal Randwick, 8 black type races plus the country championship final, a big race for all the country trainers, and obviously featuring 4 Group 1 races. But we kick off with the Kindergarten Stakes, race 1. This is for 2-year-olds, Group 3 level. I went for number 1, Astern, to bounce back from his Golden Slipper miss to beat 3, El Divino, the younger brother to Winx, who made a really good debut. 4, Host Win Legend can improve, Bit Green on debut, and 6, Musha Kisa in for 4.
I've gone with 3, El Divino, the half-brother to Winx. Won a trial quite well to that prior to that emphatic debut win on heavy ground at Gosford. So the prospect of a wet surface shouldn't faze El Divino. Got him on top from 6, Musha Kisa, who was good last campaign and has trialled up well leading into this first up run. 3rd, number 1, Astern, and for 4th, number 9, Genitu.
Race 2 is the Carbine Club Stakes. There was a few entries for this, but the race fell away a little bit, just the 9 acceptors, Group 3 for the 3-year-olds. Difficult race to work out for mine. You could make a case for almost all of them. I went for 7 Data Point coming out of the Randwick Guineas to beat 4 Montauk, who should have gone close to winning. Not sure if he would have won, but would have gone really close first up if he hadn't got chopped out for a run late. Number 3, He's Our Rocky in for 3rd, and 2, Tatush. Brenton Abdullah recommended blinkers after his last run. Blinkers go on. He might be able to improve. 7-4-3-2 for me.
He's Our Rocky on top for me. Attacked the line second up with the blinkers reapplied to win at Sandown Lakeside. And then was quite good behind that incredible all-the-way winner, Goldfields, last time at Sandown Lakeside. Stays at 1,600 metres. Was 4th in last year's Carbine Club Stakes at Flemington against the pattern of the day. And I've got it on top as one of the better bets in the day from number 9, Rosa Leisha. A really good win in the Aubrey Guineas. 2 runs prior were quite good over Shore the Trips against the tempo. For 3rd, number 7, Data Point, and for 4th, number 4, Montaluc.
Race 3 is the final lead up for the Sydney Cup, the Sweps Chairman's Handicap Group 2. And we're going to have a pretty short favourite in the form of number 1, LeBron, the current Sydney Cup favourite. I think this source of Gay Waterhouse is going to give him a run for his money, though. DIC, bit of a gap between runs, but really liked his second up run up sharply in trip, and it was a tough race. It was a tough run. It was a quickly run race with lots of pressure, and I thought he battled on really well. I think he can continue to step up. He might be able to push the favourite, number 1, LeBron. 2, Orvray, a bit of sting in the track. He might be able to improve 3rd up. He was good fresh. And 3, Destiny's Kiss, next best. 8-1-2-3.
2 for me, Orvray on top. The blinkers go on, so does the tongue tie. He was really good, his Australian debut in the Randwick City Cup, behind LeBron. And I thought the step up to 2,400 metres would suit the Mannion Cup, but in that race, he got back to last in the 7-horse field. They went very, very slow. He tried to make a move from the 800, but he peaked on the effort at the 300. The tempo was just dead against. He finished up last. He's much better than that. And with those couple of gear changes, I think he can turn the tables on LeBron and beat the Sydney Cup favourite. For 3rd, I've put in that DIC for the reasons you outlined. And for 4th, number 3, Destiny's Kiss, who'll love a rain-affected track. Cafe Society is the only other one I'd be wary of as a winning chance. 2, 1, 8, and 3.
Race 4 is the Country Championships final, for over 1,400 metres for horses that have qualified through the heats over the past few weeks. A very difficult race, although, well, I think it's difficult, but clearly innocent. It's almost even money, so very, very short. I went for 1, Lofty's Menu. big weight, but he's a good horse. Only missed the Quinella twice from 11 starts. He won the Goulburn Heat, then went to Rose Hill and chased home Hyde Midnight. I think he'll run really well. To beat three, Clearly Innocent, certainly hard to beat. He's got a good record. 15, I thought, might be the value in for third. One of the three-year-old fillies from the Jim Jarvis yard qualified by finishing second to Profiler at Grafton. Thought from a good draw she might be able to run a race. She's only missed the Quinella once from 8 and 6 all summer long. The stablemate to Clearly Innocent has a horror draw, but has been chasing that horse home and been racing pretty well. So I think if you give one claims, you've got to give the other one as well. 1, 3, 15, 6.
Well, I've got 17 Hermosa Beach on top. The first emergency, but it doesn't work as per usual with the emergency system. Hermosa Beach to get a run in the race requires Lofty's Menu number 1 or number 8 Bank on Henry to be scratched. Now those two horses are my second and third selection as well, so obviously those three horses can't run the trifecta because someone's going to have to miss out. But I think Hermosa Beach was unsuited in that Goulburn qualifier 3 starts ago. It was up on the fence in a race that they swooped out wide and stuck on quite well. She atoned at Canberra 2 starts ago and then just missed out on the busy finish at Kembla in a race of a little bit more depth to this race. So I've got her on top, but she probably won't get a run. From number 8, which is Bank on Henry, who finished 2nd in the Goulburn qualifying heat behind number 1, Lofty's Menu. And that's the heat I'm really placing the emphasis on. And for 4th, I threw in All Summer Long, the horse of James McDonald's number 6. Leaving out the favourite 3, Clearly Innocent, I don't think drawing an inside barrier will suit.
Race 5 is the PJ Bell Stakes, a race for 3-year-old fillies at Group 3 level, and a pretty open affair this. I went for the Victorian Secret Agenda. Good first up. I like that Almighty Girl form, and then took on the A-graders last time. I think back to her own sex. And she can handle the cut out of the track, as we saw her on Oaks Day at Flemington. I'll put her on top of 9 Super Cash, the other Victorian. Drawn a bit wide, but again, just following those Almighty Girl form lines. 1 Perignon was good last time off a bit of a break. And 13 Dead Magic hit the line really well. Looking for a roughie, number 14 Denper might be able to improve at odds, but 3, 9, 1, 13 for me.
9 Super Cash, who was really good first up, closing well behind Almighty Girl in that on-pace dominated race, and then got the job done second up. I think she's the one to beat here from number 10 Egyptian Symbol, really knocking on the door for a win, and she should go close again. Has won on soft grounds in the past. For third, I've put in number 1, which is Perignon. A really nice win in the Light Fingers first up, and then just got out too late when the race was all over in the birthday card. Now stays at 1,200 metres again. Look for it to be working forward from its wide barrier and being highly competitive. The other one to throw in a little bit of odds is 15 Painted Fireball. It got home well behind Super Cash, just drawing a line through its form lines, and even its performance went second to River Wild back in January. I think it's certainly got claims from the inside barrier. 9, 10, 1 and 15.
Race 6 is the first of the big ones. First of the 4 group ones, this is the English Sires. For the 2-year-olds, obviously, over 1,400 metres. We've got 3 horses coming out of the slipper. They fill my trifecta numbers. I am with number 2, Good Standing. I think they should roll forward from that wide gate, and I think can run an improved race. He got just a bit too far back and met with a little bit of trouble in running in the slipper. His previous win was good, and I think the extra distance will suit. I've got him on top of 1 Tel Perry on an 8 Yankee Rose, who both hit the line well in the slipper, and 9 Zam Zam. I've thrown in for 4th, 3rd in the Blue Diamond, too good at Mooney Valley last start, gives the impression the extra distance will suit. 2, 1, 8, 9.
Seaburge for me, number 3. Closed well for 2nd behind Revolving Door 2 starts ago, and that run put the writing on the wall for the Sires Produce win at Flemington behind ahead of Detective, I should say. It settled behind Detective in the run, about 4th or 5th on the fence, and really quick and nicely early in the straight to put the race beyond doubt. Has a nice turn of foot, this horse. Look for him to get back from the wide barrier and be charging home late. Got ahead of number 1, which is Tel Perignon. Yeah, this horse is really looking for the 1,400 and will be ridden cold from the barrier, and then there's another one to be hitting the line hard from the back in the field. Third, number 11, Omarai Sword, who won well on debut, then was 2nd in the Magic Knight. Daughter of High Chaparral, out of a 1,000 guineas winner. She should lead up 1,400. And for 4th, number 5, Detective. I've gone 3, 1, 11 and 5.
Race 6 is the Australian Derby. We have a short price favourite here in Tarzino, who won the Rosehill Guineas traditional lead-up. He looks to have most of the locals covered, although Tally represents the new blood. Of course, he's been racing down in Victoria. He's never raced in Sydney, but he's 4 from 4 this prep, and then he heads to Sydney to take on Tarzino. They did meet in the spring in the Vase. Tarzino beat him home, but I don't know if you can read an awful lot into that. Look, I've gone, I think the Kiwis can be competitive, and I think you think along the same lines as well, Carl. I've gone 8, what's the story? He really hit the line hard in the New Zealand Derby. Another stride, he wins. I think he'll be really competitive. Stephen McPhee, quite selective with what horses he brings across, and like this Savaville Grebe when they get up to this distance. So I'm taking him to beat Tarzino, who should have the locals covered, I think. 4 Tally in for third, and the other Kiwi, Tabago, who got checked early and hit the line hard also in the New Zealand Derby. He's a pretty talented horse as well. But I'll go 8-1-4-9.
Yeah, Tavago for me, number 9. He was the early New Zealand Derby favourite around about Christmas time. He resumed back in the Cracker Mile, where he was beaten by probably a nose-by-nose in a close-up three-way go. I think he was unlucky not to win that race on protest. He then ran second up in the Waikato Guineas. He jarred up on the firm track there. And as a result of jarring up, he missed the Avondale Guineas, which is the major lead-up to the New Zealand Derby, a fortnight before the Derby. And so he went into the Derby a month between runs, hardly the best preparation. He started a 20-1 chance in the New Zealand Derby and got poleaxed in the first turn. It just didn't really go his way, but his effort to pick himself up from last place and finish sixth, beaten under 2 lengths, running a second faster than any other horse in the Derby over the last 800 metres, I thought was exceptional. And if he has a nice run, I think he can be highly competitive. So I've got him on top from 4 Tally, who's really flourished this campaign. He's always looked like a nice horse, and he'll stay all day, and he's a quality horse who's really coming on in leaps and bounds. Third, number 1, Tarzino, who, I think he's got those covered, who he's beaten in the past. And for 4th, number 3, Etymology, runner-up in the Derby behind Tarzino. Perhaps hasn't developed as much as Tarzino has this campaign, but apparently his work at track work on Tuesday was outstanding in Sydney. But you've got to take notice of the fact James McDonald has picked Tally over Etymology. I've gone 9-4-1-3.
Race 8 is the TJ Smith Stakes Group 1 for the Sprinters. Chautauqua won the race last year. I'm taking him to do the double. He won first up so impressively in the Lightning and the Newmarket. Just couldn't dash under his big weight. I think he'll be very hard to beat on Saturday. The 3-year-olds, I think, represent the main challenge. 15 English in for second. She was super first up. And then in the Galaxy, she ran good splits again, but just got too far back. Drawn awkward again, but I think she'll run well. 14 Exosphere. Just had no hope the way the race panned out in the Lightning. He can bounce back and run well. And Delectation, I think, is an improver out of the Newmarket. He was good in the Lightning. He has turned his form around from a flat run in the past and drawn well. Hugh Bowman to ride, he can improve. 1-14-15-3.
Exosphere for me. He was trolling really well before the Lightning, and then everything went wrong in that race. He was on the wrong side of the track, and I thought his effort to finish as close as he did in the circumstances was nothing short of incredible. He's $2.80 here in the TJ, and I think he's probably a good bet at that price. I think it's a little bit generous. I think it should be close to the even money, despite the opposition he's up against. So I've got him on
top.
That's
a big call.
Yeah.
Even money in a race like that.
Yeah, I just got a question on Delectation and Terra Vista, how well they're going. He's got Barrier 4, so he's just going to get a beautiful run in behind Flamberge and our boy Malachi. And from that position, I think he'll just pounce and put them away. Chautauqua is probably the only one that I think can beat him. He'll get back from the wide barrier and flood home, as we know. I've got him in for second. I've got Neudart in for third, who's trialled well and finished third behind Delectation and Chautauqua in the Gilgai, the start of last campaign. So he can run the race fresh and fast and rocking in for fourth. As I said, Delectation and Terra Vista, they're among the best sprinters in the country at their best, but don't know where they're at, and perhaps they haven't drawn, I don't know. Well, maybe they haven't drawn quite well for a wet track. I'm not too sure. We'll see how that all plays out. But yeah, I've gone 14, 1, 11 and 10 in an intriguing TJ.
Race 9 is the Doncaster Mile, and this is what most people heading out to Randwick on Saturday. We'll be waiting for to see whether Winx can remain undefeated this prep and just continue on her winning way. And geez, after tipping against her in the Ryder, both of us, we're both swinging back towards her in the Doncaster. Look, if I'm honest, I'm not betting, not backing her, but just impossible to tip against off that last win. I know things probably 56.5. I think she's pretty well in at those weights. 4-year-old mares don't have a great record in the race, and neither do horses trying to do the Cox Plate Doncaster double in the same season. I think there's been 12 try it. Tobin Bronze, the only been successful. Sunline was second. The other 10 have missed a place. I think they were all a fair time ago. But anyway, I think she should be very, very hard to beat again. I'll be backing Bow Creek each way. I'm tipping him for second. I think he can run really well. And Australian Cup just didn't pan out. I think 2,000 back to a mile is good for him. And 54.5 is a nice weight. I think he can run well. One Kermit X just going beautifully. It's just whether he can win with that weight, but he will run well. And 2, Turn Me Loose, who was my tip in the Ryder, was disappointing, but always give a good horse another chance, and he is a good horse. So 3, 5, 1, 2.
Yeah, Winx on top, man. Just a question without notice. I'm putting you on the spot. Winx has got one heavy track win. Was that in the Sunshine Coast Guineas?
Was the Sunshine Coast Guineas heavy? I'm trying to think.
Storming down the outside from that impossible position. Because I'm just trying.
I'm pretty sure it was wet.
Yeah, it might have been heavy, because she hasn't won on the wet apart from one start in the heavy track, so that might have been it. But
it was a pretty awesome win.
It was pretty awesome. So
probably wasn't an awful lot behind her, to be fair.
No. So I wonder if that's the only possible query on Winx, if her brilliance on wet will be nullified by the heavy / soft track. But besides that, the handicap has done everything in his power to get her over the line, because 56.5, even... Okay, it's 58.5 if it's a male, if Winx is a male, but even still, I think Winx should probably be carrying 58 after the mare's allowance. She's just the best horse in the race with the best form in the race, and I think she's thrown in at the weights and awfully hard to beat. So I got her on top from the stablemate Kermadec, who's the last year's winner, carrying 6 kilos more, and he's ticking over perfectly for this. Bow Creek in for third for the reasons you outlined. He's a really good miler. And fourth, number 6, First Seal. Draws barrier 1. Might not be the place to be by barrier 9, race 9, I should say, but blinkers go on, and she's got a touch of quality as well. So 3, 1, 5, and 6.
And the last race is for the fillies, trying to book a late berth into Saturday week's Oaks. This is the Adrian Knox Stakes over 2,000 metres. And number 2, Alaskan Rose, I think really well placed here under the weights with... 54.5, I think she'll go really well. She's been racing well this prep without winning. Good effort against the older mares last start. Bred to handle the 2,000, buying Costa de Largo, and closely related to Keys, who was an Oaks performer, and a couple of other horses that have run well. At 2,000 metres and beyond, I think she'll be very hard to beat. Ahead of 6, A Little Loose from the Mick Kent yard, really good run first up. 8, Rainbow Park, a progressive sort from the John Sargent yard, very short in the markets though. Very surprising that she was that short, but I think she's a chance. And 10, Buller Baby, just been looking for 2,000 for a while now, and she finally gets there. 2, 6, 8, 10.
Same first four for me, just a switcheroo. Got the 6 on top, A Little Loose on top. Good run first up over 1,600 at Mooney Valley. Got back, hit the line nicely against the pattern of the day and the race. Ahead of 2, Alaskan Rose. Yeah, she's a quality horse that has been... was struggling for form earlier this campaign, but the last two runs have been particularly encouraging. Third, number 8, Rainbow Park, who's very, very short on the reputation of John Sargent, but the form for the runs this campaign have been outstanding in much lesser grade. And for fourth, number 10, Buller Baby, 6, 2, 8, and 10.
All right, best in value. I'm saving my money for the last. Alaskan Rose, I think, can win the Adrian Knox. So she is my best, race 10, number 2. And my value is good standing in the size, race 6, number 2.
Best bet is in the last as well, race 10, number 6, A Little Loose. And the value bet is in the Derby, race 7, number 9, Tabago.
All right, Mornington Saturday, as mentioned earlier, play host to a pretty decent card. They've got 10 races, a couple of black type races, plus a couple of age-restricted races worth $100,000. We will have a look at the black type events, kicking off with the Hariba Stakes, race 8. This is for the sprinters, and we've got a full field here, 15 plus 4 emergencies, and I've gone for 15 Fast Cash, who's going really well this prep. I think he can continue to take the step up. dropping in weight. I think he'll run really well from 7 Thermal Current. He's good first up behind Malaguera. 2 Reldas, you know where he's going to be. He's going to be spotting them a start from that gate, but he'll be finishing strongly. And 6 Mirage can run well fresh. 15.726.
Big vote of confidence as well to put Brandon Stockdale in this event. Obviously, he's an apprentice, but he won on the horse last time at Bendigo. Look, I've gone with I have gone with Thermal Current. A bit interesting to see here that Peter Moody obviously no longer training, and these contract racing horses going left, right, and centre. The bulk of which have gone to Ellen and Zara at Flemington, and Rough Justice has always been in the care of that stable. But Thermal Current's gone to Darren Weir at his Warrnambool Stables, and be just curious to see how he goes for his new yard. He's drawn barrier one. He has the capacity to take up a position from that inside barrier, but he was ridden a little bit quietly last time when resuming in the Hoisted. I've got him on top from number 2, Reldas, who was really good winning last time at Moonee Valley. For third, I've put in number 10, Rough Justice. And for fourth, number 16, Merceau, who now gets the run with the scratching of General Jackson.
Race 9 is the BMW, the Mornington BMW Cup. This is a listed race over 2,400 metres and provides the winner with a free ticket into the Caulfield Cup, which is certainly what Tom Melbourne's trying to do. From the Freedman Yard, I've tipped him on top. Geez, that Albury Cup win was quite amusing to watch. He had a lap on his rivals and tried to crash through the inside rail and tried to throw it away, but he was still too good. He'll be very hard to beat. 14, Berisha, I thought could run well. 3, Observational in for third. And 1, Pacini. He won the New Zealand Derby over this distance, and I thought his run last week wasn't that bad. I thought he suggested that he was probably looking for 2,400 now. So throw him in for fourth. 4, 14, 3, 1.
Tom Melbourne on top for me. Hard to go past him. Well, yeah, it was funny to watch, except if yeah, you were... unless you're Glenn Boss, because he was just... Yeah, he was a passenger. And yeah, he could have been a passenger through the running rail there for a brief period of time, but yeah, got him on top. He's worked well during the week supposedly, and he's just a really nice emerging horse. 5 wins from 7 starts, and the sort of the horse you hope wins this race, and hopefully isn't a 200 to 1 shot that clogs up space in the Caulfield Cup. So got him on top from 2. Big Memory, he was second to might have been Axar in this race last year. I'm trying to remember. It was second the year before that. It's definitely run second in the Mornington Cup in the past.
Yeah, I don't think it was Axar. It
wasn't Axar. No, it was something else. Not Tuscan
Fire. Banker Mo with the Mornington
Banker Cup. Banker Mo, that's the one. That's the one. So second in Banker Mo last year. And yeah, it goes quickly from 1600 to 24. But obviously, Tony McAvoy knows what he's doing. For third, I've put in number 14, Berisha. And for fourth, number 15, Pemberley.
All right, anything else on the card? Take your fancy. My best was A Lot of Love, race 2, number 3. I thought she was okay first up at the Valley without a lot of luck, and I think she'll be fitter for that and be very hard to beat. And my value is race 3, number 4, Watch My Shadow, who I thought was all right first start. His best was very late at Caulfield, and then went to Pakenham up in trip and had a good run, looked to be travelling okay, and then didn't seem to find much when off the bit. However, Blinker's first time has sucked me in to giving him another chance from barrier one. So yeah, I think $21, I might have a little go on him. He's got to show me something on Saturday.
The only one I'd like to mention is race 6, number 2, Just Got Lucky. It's had 2 starts, 2 wins, and the thing I like about this horse is that on debut at Warrnambool, it was heavily backed. Then its second start at Moonee Valley, it was an incredible win. It was off the bit chasing and off a strong tempo, but really hit the line, stretched the neck out, got there right on the post. And immediately after the race, it was identified that they would now freshen up and target him for a race on Mornington Cup Day. Always like it when a good plan comes off, and that was back on February 12th. The Mornington Cup Day is on April 2. They've had this race in mind for over 2 months now, so I'm sure that Just Got Lucky is going to be fit and ready to go, and he obviously goes well fresh, and he's drawn barrier 4, so he should get a nice run just off the speed. So he's the one I'm looking for at Mornington.
All right, more for Bill Parks on Saturday. The black type action heats up in Adelaide next week. I think the Manahai Classic and another stakes race, but no black type this weekend. But an eight race program, there are eight winners. Carl, what have you found for the listeners there?
Fidel Astro Best Bet, race eight, number seven. I thought his run at Bendigo was very good the fortnight ago. He raced close to a hot speed, was left alone up front at the 300, which was probably to his detriment. He gave a good kick, but he was reeled in by Fast Cash, who's going to be a major player in that Hariba Stakes, as we outlined earlier. So I think that's really good form for him in Adelaide on Saturday, third up from a spell. And another horse that's crossing the border is race 7, number 9, Running Bull, and that's my value bet. I thought his last start after the Bendigo was quite good. He drew the inside barrier. He got bogged down on that inside section. They were starting to come away from the fence in the straight. I thought his effort to cling on for sixth, just behind Illustrious Lad, who he meets, and also Tanir is a horse that he'll meet on Saturday, who is an emergency sweating on the run. I think they are the three key chances in that second last leg of the quaddie at Morphettville Parks.
All right, racing in Brisbane on Saturday is at Doomben. I see we have a good Toowoomba meeting coming up in a couple of weeks. Will give us a point of difference for Saturday racing in Queensland at the Toowoomba Cup and Wheatwood program. So looking forward to that in a fortnight's time, I think. But Doomben on Saturday, and we're waiting for the last for my best, Beckham. Race 8, number 8. Pretty talented customer, this. Former Kiwi, a good prep last time in for Liam Birchley. He's had two runs back. He's just had no luck. Caught off the track in both of them. Barrier 7, just hoping Jeff Lloyd can get him in with a bit of cover, and I think he'll be ready third up to be very hard to beat. My value is Old Smokey, race 3, number 9. Good run last time out. I think getting up in trip suits, a few of these coming back from 2200 to 2000. He's stepping up from a mile. I think he might just have a bit of dash in his legs here, Old Smokey. He's only lightly raced and got a bit of upside. Race 3, number 9. Ascot on Saturday in the West, where we do have some black tie racing. We've got three stakes races, including the Mel Vista Stakes for the 3-year-old colts and geldings, and Kia Ora Kutu trying to hit back into the winner's list third up, and I'm sticking with him to beat 1 Heart Starter, 3 Houdat Singer, and 4 Big Red Costa. Race 5 is for the fillies. This is the Oaks, Group 3 over 2400, and Arcadia Dream should be very hard to beat. Got into winning form third up, and I think she can win again from 1 Blackwood, 4 Dreamtime Dancer with the tongue tie going on, obviously had issues last start, and 3 Spirit Bird in for 4th. And the Karakata Plate, always a good race, so worth $500,000, Group 2 for the 2-year-olds, Race 7, and I'm giving Stored Energy another chance. I don't mind this filly, she might just be looking for a bit further, but really good run at Pinjarra and the Magic Millions, had 5 weeks off, and she's got a bit of ground to make up on her run last time out in the Gym Crack, but we'll give her another go with that run under her belt to beat 6 Saul Special, 1 The River, and 10 Whispering Brook. Stored Energy is my value. My best is Sujet, race 8, number 2. His form on paper doesn't read well, but he's a pretty talented horse. Ran in the winter bottom back in the carnival. His first up run just drew badly, went back. Didn't do a bad job to be beaten less than 3 lengths. I think from barrier 2 on Saturday, he'll posse up much closer. I think he'll run you a really good race at odds. Across the Tasman on Saturday, and we have some good Group 1 action at Awapuni. The 2-year-olds in the Manawatu size produce always a good race, and Tiakau Stud got the Group 1 at Ellerslie a couple of weeks ago with their colt Heroic Valor. I think they might get the Group 1 again, this time with the filly Sassy and Smart, who drew wide, got back, got shoved off the track and hit the line hard late in that race at Ellerslie. Maddie Cameron rode her, chose her over Heroic Valor. He sticks with her again. I think from barrier 5 she can turn the tables. Number 3, Saraceno, I think is going to be a gun 3-year-old from the Baker Yard. Just a really good run in that Group 1 at his second start, and he's a maiden. He's got a bit to learn, but he's a good horse. I'll throw him in for second. 1 Heroic Valor for third, unbeaten. Group 1 winner already, so very hard to beat. And 9 Gold Rush, the first stakes winner for So You Think. He can race well. Again, did beat Sassy and Smart last time out. Sassy and Smart is my best. The Old Floozy is my value. You're going to need luck from a wide draw in the Alperini Cup, but I think she can run well. Race 8, number 15. Ellerslie on Saturday, my best. Will get the cash early, probably short, but should win. Race 1, number 3, Hard Case. Fresh up off a really good third on Crack-A-Million night. Recent trial was super. Should be winning. And my value is Black Mascara, which is race 7, number 10. Fresh up, down the weights, looks well placed to run really well. race 7, number 10. Well, that just about takes us out for a huge preview podcast and a big weekend of racing. Don't forget to get out to your local paper shop and pick up the winning post. We've got the form for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, fields for Monday, and wrap around with all the features. Hopefully, there are plenty of winners in there. And Carl, before we go, got to get a $20 bet from you. A lot of our best bets are in the last races on Saturday.
You're picking up the disease from me. Is that it's contagious?
I'll get in early. I think we get in early, but wait till late on Saturday. Beckham, race 8, number 8. I think he'll win at Doomben. So have we got a bank for that? That's at 6:02 Eastern time. Hopefully must be something before 6:02 that we can get a bank.
Yeah, well, why don't we go to have a go in the derby each way, 10 each way on him, and fingers crossed.
All right, that's race 7, number 9 in the derby at Randwick. Thanks for tuning in, listeners. Hopefully we found you plenty of winners. Enjoy the first day of the championships, and we will be back this time next week to preview day 2.